Hi, this is the greatest story ever played. I'm Dan, and today I'm going to be talking about A New Life. Description for this game is a classic love story. Meet, marry, grow old. But when your loved one hurts you, what do you do? Is it better to love and be hurt than to never love at all? Production for this game is, so a little background, I guess, is it's developed by Angela He, who previously made Missed Messages and Suppressed. And this game is really new, actually. It came out in May of 2020, so this is a pretty new game, actually. Which its relevance will be seen as we go. So this game is also, like, it's a visual novel. I would say it's more akin to, like, an Emily is Away, where you can make choices along the way, but it's a visual novel. So, the game begins, and August and May meet up for lunch. August is having lunch, and May asks if she can sit down. August says yes. While they're talking, we find out that one of May's classmates had previously worked on a group project with August. They get to kind of know each other there. They talk about music. August shares this lo-fi track that she made with May, and it's nice. It's a good, like, little bonding moment between these two where you're like, okay, cool. The next day, they meet up because one of them forgot their ID at the table, and the other one had, like, picked it up and was like, hey, I saw you forgot this. So they said, okay, let's meet up tomorrow, same time, same place. And that was good, and from here we see them kind of share life a little bit with each other, their bond kind of growing deeper. So August plays guitar for May, and May enjoys seeing her do her art. Cool. And then May draws, and that too. August gets to enjoy May's art. So there's this cool bond that they get to, you know, develop early on of just shared, creative endeavors together. When they're talking, one of them says a little quote that I thought was really great in terms of creation. They say, "We all get embarrassed by what we make because it means so much to us." And I thought that was really great. I imagine that anyone who creates anything does struggle with that a little bit, where they're like, I want to share what I'm creating with people and, like, enjoy that together with other people. But there's also probably that little twinge of fear of, like, will someone shit on it or be mean or something like that. And so there's that. And I thought that was cool as a statement, and cool for them to be able to bond together by sharing their art with one another. It felt intimate and it was nice. And in fact, you kiss at this point. So they move from friends who were getting closer to romantic interest. So that was pretty cool. See that little progression of their relationship. The game moves forward and you get to go through, I guess, the phase I would call falling in love. And so you're in bed together, laying next to one another, not being able to sleep, and you start talking about your fears. August talks about being afraid of being alone, that people will just get tired of me, that they'll leave me, that they'll get over me, that kind of attitude, and, you know, that I'll be really hurt and sad and alone. And May asks her, well, isn't the good worth the pain? Even if we are hurt, aren't the good times worth it? And August is kind of like, yeah, maybe. Not convinced, and it makes sense with that being her fear. May says that she's afraid of being useless, that, you know, I got put on Earth, I'm supposed to do something, and what if I'm just dead, and it didn't matter that I was ever here? And they talk about this in a good way. So do you mean, like, you know, solid hunger big, or do you mean, you know, this? And they kind of come to the conclusion, May, of, well, you know, that I make an impact on what I can, you know, like, I don't expect that I could, you know, do a global change or something like that, but just that I could make an impact where I'm at, kind of thing. And August says, well, you've impacted me. You know, I'm braver because of you. I care more about people because of you. I this because of you. And it's a nice affirmation for her. And you see both of them do this. When August talks about being afraid of being alone, May says, I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm going to be here. If for some reason I'm not, I'll make sure that you don't feel alone when that happens, kind of thing. So they both get to express their fears, but they both affirm each other, affirm the other person and their relationship and what they mean to each other. And this ends with them saying, I love you. So, you know, a big moment that we get to play through here. And it fast forwards, and they get married. You see them at the altar. They talk about how happy they are to be married. It's really nice. Seeing this relationship go. Then we found out that there's a pandemic going on. August is looking at her phone, and there's a news clipping that says gatherings of more than 5 have been limited by the government. So it's not safe to be around people. A pandemic is going on. Then May gets the virus. And since May has the virus, they have to quarantine. And quarantine separately, so August has to stay home while May is in the hospital, and they're both quarantining for the allotted time. And things get worse. May isn't recovering, and August goes to the hospital to see her. And they're talking, and August is understandably distraught and doesn't know what to do, but May has seemingly accepted her fate or what's going on. She's taking it as it is. So, like, I can't wait to be outside to be able to see the blue sky, to be able to experience the air. Like, that's kind of where she is at. And August is more, you're my wife, I care about you, what's going on in our life sort of attitude. And while they're talking, May says to August, no matter what, will you try to be happy? And August is uncertain. She's like, I can try to, basically. And sadly, May dies here. It moves to the conclusion, and it says, end. And I was alone again. Brutal. This was absolutely brutal. I felt so sad when I was playing this. But this isn't the only ending. There's actually 5 endings. So I went back. You can hop into different chapters and do different selections to get different endings. So I went back and did another one. And in this one, what you do, so when they have their wedding, they talk about if they should have a big one or a small ceremony. And so I switched my answer to a small ceremony, because the wedding that takes place with the big ceremony is when the pandemic just started. You don't know it yet, but it did. So having all those people, you know, sickness abounds. So I had the small wedding. There's a question where it's like, hey, do you want anything from the store? And you can say, just come home. So I did that, and she came home. August comes home. We have a small wedding, or May comes home. We have a small wedding. It's great. And we make it through the pandemic. And on the back end of the pandemic, we're trying to live our lives, but also during the pandemic, you get like a montage of working together in your apartment. You moved in together and working. May end up working kind of all day. August, you can see she kind of gets depressed at one point. And, you know, pandemic seemingly over, and they go outside to like go on a trip. And May falls over with head pain and you find out that she has a brain tumor. And she ends up dying. Again. And after this, you see August go back to their apartment. And she's writing in her journal. And she says, "I wondered whether it was all worth it. Now I was alone, just like before I met her. Except now, I'm haunted by what could have been. More years with her." And then it says, end. And I was alone again. So at this point, I'm very sad. After two sad endings, bad stuff happening. So from here, I didn't go through again to try to solve it. Instead, I went to our good friend YouTube to find the good ending. I was like, okay, there's got to be a good ending. I want to see it. I don't want to just keep being sad. And so the good ending is they make it through the pandemic like they did. The brain tumor doesn't show up for some reason. I think there was a minor decision maybe earlier before the wedding part that I didn't make, and so that's why that somehow showed up. But, you know, that's good. They make it through the pandemic, and they have a long life together. They get to get old, and their life is really good. They travel together. They, are together for a really long time, a long relationship. And at the end, May still dies. They got to have a relationship for, I think it was like 20, 30 years, something pretty long. But May still dies. And you've got August again back at their apartment and journaling and kind of reflecting. And she says this. She talks about how that their life is a story, you know, that you have multiple drafts, and that May's draft is over, that it's completed, that with dying, it's over. And August says this. She says, "You left my draft behind. Chapters of our life, to inspire future chapters. I'd rewrite them with you in a heartbeat. I'll listen to you. I'll go on. I'll finally fill the rest of my pages." End. Closure for a new chapter. And it's nice to see that August is able to move forward, that, you know, she knows May would want her to be happy, and she would rather stay with May. If I had that choice, I would. I would choose it a million times. But this is my situation, and I won't, just stay depressed, stay missing you forever only. But I will try to move forward. And it's still obviously pretty sad, but there is some a niceness to it. Also, it's bittersweet, I guess. So, from here, just moving to some general thoughts about the game. So, there's a comment in the About section when you pull this game up that it says it's a story inspired by real life, which is really sad, you know, because right now it's June 2020. COVID's been going on in the United States since, March is when I think we started self-quarantining. So this game came out in May, so this is, you know, inspired by current events that we're living through right now, which is crazy. Like, there was a part that playing a game set in now was like frightening, but there's another part that was kind of cathartic. It was a little of both. It was really something. And then, yeah, I also, even more so, the relationships. I don't know if Angela had her significant other die in this pandemic, or if she has a friend who had this happen. I'm not sure. Either way, though, it was just so sad, and and real, and it hurt, you know, it hurt to see, and know is true. You know, obviously this is a reality for a lot of people right now. Also, in the game, the music is really pretty. I really liked it. I haven't checked to see if it's on Spotify yet, but I hope it is, because I really enjoyed hearing those. And there were times where I didn't click to the next frame because I liked the song that was going and just wanted to enjoy it. I mentioned this off the top, but it did feel similar to Emily is Away or Florence to me. So it is your visual novel where you are clicking words, but it's where you have some choices, like in Emily is Away, where you can choose how to respond to dialogues. It felt like that. And I guess the love story esque more from Florence, because the love parts were nice in this. But it did feel similar there. In that you had some freedom, that the story wasn't fully told, that you could interact with it along the way, and how it could go could be quite a few ways. The kind of biggest thing, the message that I really took in this game, and I don't know, thought was thought-provoking, is the idea of loving someone but being hurt by them, versus trying to wall yourself off and not feel that pain. And I think this is probably something that a lot of us face, where there is that that tension there. I know that in my early 20s, I definitely was like August, in that I didn't want to feel pain. And so I was just like, well, I'm just gonna be pretty numb. Good things won't feel too good, bad things won't too feel bad, but at least I'm not gonna feel too hurt. That was how I really operated in that time frame. And it wasn't great. I feel like, to me, I would compare it more to existing instead of living. You know, I was still present, but like, I didn't have a lot of feelings that were going on. I didn't, you know, the good things weren't that good. The bad things weren't as bad either, but, you know, it was at the cost of the good things, which, looking back now, was not worthwhile. That loving, that having those feelings is worth it, even when the painful ones do come. And they will, you know, just like in this story, there's not a... Everyone's gonna die, which is challenging to think about, you know. The story, I think that it's happy ending. It's not like it's bleak and that, well, it wasn't worth it, you know, 30 years together, who cares? It's like, no, that matters a lot. And like, I don't know, everyone's clock's gonna run out, kind of thing, which, it's pretty real, and going those. And so, yes, of course the happiness is the good things, the happiness, the joy, but those are better. Those are worth the pain that can and will show up. That's a lot of what I took from this, and I thought it was good, and, you know, self-challenging, causing self-reflection, that sort of stuff. I don't know. I was glad, kind of have this topic kind of pressed in my mind and heart more, kind of thing. So yeah, I don't know. Interesting stuff there. And then the last thing I wanted to mention was I got this as part of the itch.io bundle for racial justice and equality that was going on a week or two ago, and you know, I guess a few things about that. Hopefully you did get it when it was going around online. I think that in total they raised a little over $8 million for, I think, Black Lives Matter and the NAACP. So it's like, that's really great. Like, really cool that so many people who love video games bought the bundle. That's super cool. And also so cool that all these developers said, I want my game to be a part of this. Like, don't give me any money. I want to help benefit society and suffering people and, you know, all of that. Real great. I thought that was really cool. The bundle is full of games. I think it was like 1,700 or something. It's massive. There are a few games on there if you're looking to play them that we've already done on the podcast. Night in the Woods is on there. Oxenfree's on there. Emily is Away 2 is on there. So, you know, if you're looking for guidance, I played all of those games and enjoyed them all and have podcast episodes on them. So, you know, definitely check those ones out. Also, with that, if you've been playing through there, if you've got game recommendations on that bundle, I would love to hear them. I've got a couple in mind that I think I want to play, but I'm planning on using this bundle, of course, for a while, and I imagine that quite a few games from it will show up as future episodes. So if you've got recommendations, I would certainly like to hear them. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of all in all my thoughts on this game. I do have a little bit of listener feedback we've got from Ludo Narrative FM, who they've got a podcast about narrative games. They've also got, I think, a blog and some other stuff, so go check their content out for sure. But they say, I'm a massive fan of Angela Hee's work. Her earlier game, Misconnections, is an even bigger gut punch. Didn't realize A New Life was going to veer so close to current events, yet still loved it. The art, style, and music complement of the characters, and writing so well, in my opinion. So, yeah, I think that they did all really mesh together. I think Angela did a great job. Hearing that Missed Messages is a bigger gut punch is intriguing and frightening. I felt pretty gut punched here, but I also think that I'm going to have to play that at some point, because, yeah, this was really great. I'm really glad that this is the first game I played in the bundle. Like, it has me really excited to play more games for the first time from the bundle, and yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess that is the episode. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do that on Twitter at StoryEverPod. You can send us an email at thegreateststoryeverplayed@gmail.com. Our website is thegreateststoryeverplayed.com. There you've got a backlog of our episodes, including the Oxenfree Night in the Woods and Emily is Away 2 ones I mentioned. If you'd like to support the podcast financially, you can do that at patreon.com/thegreateststoryeverplayed. For as little as $1 per month, that will get you access to our bonus episodes that we do on Patreon that are topical in nature. So we talked about like our favorite Pokemon, or we rank the Life is Strange episodes. So we'll like do things like that on there. So if you'd like to do that, definitely check that out. We'd super appreciate it. Or if you just want to support the podcast but can't financially, that's totally cool. You could do that by going to iTunes or Podchaser or wherever you get your podcast. If you can rate and review on there, that would be super helpful to just kind of bring more people to the show that we can share these games we all love together even more. That'd be super great. But yeah, I guess that is what I've got, and